Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is entitled Building an Internet Business Through Social Media. And one of the reasons that I wanted to talk about this topic today is that using social media in your business is a very important part of building a business today. One of the things that I want to talk about is integrating social media into your website, because today every business has to have a presence on the Internet and have a place that people can go to that can look at your products, that they can look at the services that you offer. The 9 tips for integrating social media on your website. Are you leveraging the power of social media in your site? Together, social media channels and your website should work seamlessly to promote your online brand. However, if you're like most businesses, you're probably missing out on potential integration, impressions, and ultimately sales. Include visible social media buttons. This seems like a no-brainer, but double check. Best practices suggest that social media buttons be displayed on the top, bottom, or along the side of your homepage. Links are buttons that remain in your navigation as the user moves from page to page are optional. To ensure the users don't exit your website page altogether, you may want to create buttons or links so that they open your social media pages in new windows. Also, do not feel obligated to link out to all social media channels you've created or dabbled in. If you're fonder of Twitter and have completely abandoned your Facebook page, there's no reason to link to any outlet that is not being actively managed. In fact, linking out to an interactive channel can ultimately cause more harm than good. There are several ways in which to display your buttons and links, and none of them are wrong. In this case, it is more of a design preference focused on how the user will be interacting with your site. Integrate social media where it makes sense. If you use social media to keep your customers or clients appraised of your recent happenings and are actively managing your outlets on a daily or a biweekly basis, it might be wise to showcase your Twitter feed or Facebook posts directly on your website. Linking out or displaying inactive social media channels will only cripple your online efforts. If you choose to go this route, it is important that you maintain your presence. Below are two examples of how vastly different businesses and online gift card sites have integrated their social media feeds into the website. Include up-to-date buttons. Social media changes fast, there to stay in real time. So if you added your buttons a year ago, they are probably tailing around with the dinosaurs. Facebook fans morphed into likes, group pages died, plus one is spanking new, and LinkedIn improved significantly. Include share buttons. If you sell a product or run a full-fledged e-commerce site or haven't added share buttons in your product pages, you are missing out on a whole host of potential social impressions. Share buttons should enable website goers to seamlessly share a recommended product. If you find yourself caught up for a broad solution to this, check out Add This or Share This. Both provide efficient and easy-to-use solutions for social media sharing across e-commerce sites with the added benefit of analytics to see how the content is getting shared. One of the reasons that we want to talk about social media has to do with today, almost everyone, if you look at Facebook, there are over 1 million people that use Facebook. This is considered to be one of the best marketing places for any business in today's marketplace. So looking at those avenues, planning how you are going to build a website and make it worth your while is to look at how to build and connect and make your business be successful in today's marketplace. And what we want to look at now is some of the things that can help you grow your business. And the 10 stages of social media business integration is a great post would be something where okay, what we're going to do is talk about the importance of internet and social media marketing for small business owners. Because let me tell you, in today's marketplace, you work from home, and even though you may be in business by yourself or for yourself, you're not by yourself. But all companies have replicating websites. And the power and influence of social media marketing is so great, it is hard to believe that not every business owner is embracing it. The fact is that it takes time to develop and time to see the rewards of your investment make it difficult for many small business owners to be able to embrace it. Devising a clear and well-thought-out strategy is the first step of starting a social media campaign. Business-to-business social media marketing campaigns are time-consuming, and so your first planning function is to take a serious look at your calendar. Yes, you can do your business-to-business social media marketing stint in the evenings, but at its best, the process is a conversation, so set aside some business hours to make sure you can respond to comments quickly and keep the flow going. How many hours? How good are your writing skills? How many spheres of influence can you join? Depends on your product, service, or other demographic data, and on the time you have available. I scan a minimum of 100 posts a day, and the list is growing. And whenever I find one where I can answer a question or throw out a suggestion, I do so. A slow news day takes me an hour. 2 hours a day is average. Don't be tempted to delegate this to a junior. This is your company on the line. Every tweet, every post, and every one is a chance to grab someone's attention, so who better than you to do it? Next, you must set aside time to master the software tools for each platform. This is becoming easier as there are tools which allow you to update many of the platforms simultaneously by sharing your posts and tweets across platforms. For example, plugins now allow you the latest post to appear in the LinkedIn profile, tweets to Facebook and Yahoo just announced ways to share information across multiple social media sites. Socialize on the Mac combines Facebook, Twitter, Flickr, Dig, Google Reader, and its own RSS reader to provide convenient access to all of them from one place. And now, most importantly, before you leap in and start a conversation, take the time to listen, read posts, the archives, read the comments. Think about what people are saying. When they do and don't leave a link, how aggressive the comments are, how keen readers are on facts versus speculation. Just as you wouldn't wade into a group at a party and launch yourself into their conversation, you should wait till you have a feel for what the rules of etiquette are. Religiously, come hell or high water, every day you must scan the blog roll of the list of these blogs you feel are centers of influence for your topic. Comment freely and where it fits within the do's and don'ts. Leave a link. Easy to say, the pressures of the job, family, dogs, all conspire to make it difficult. But here's a thought. By posting a good comment on a popular site, which ties well into the link to a post of my own, I sometimes get early visitors from that comment. And because the site is a marketing site, great reputation, usually two of them register on our site to download some content. Wow, one great comment, and I link, and bingo. Two people sign up, and that's one blog on one day. So keep on doing. The more you comment on one blog, the more the blogger gets to know you, the more trusted your relationship becomes, and the more he or she will tolerate your presence on the site. And eventually, they may even add your site to their blog roll. It's a bit like Barbara Bush said, just do it. Social media relationships are indeed formed one comment at a time. Marketers should, of course, be used to measuring things by now. Google Analytics have brought us a long way from basing our decisions on pure gut feel or intuition. But adding inbound marketing automation makes it possible to calculate the return on investment on every campaign, including your business-to-business social media efforts. Whoa, did he just say calculate the return on investment of a business-to-business social media campaign? Yeah, here's how. Your combined marketing analytics and your inbound marketing automation toolset track every sales lead who arrives on your site, showing you where you or he came from. Comment on a blog, leave a link, and when someone clicks it, you know precisely which effort of yours resulted in this sales lead's arrival. Especially each conversion that undertakes along the way from cold sales leads through hot sales prospect to client. And when you add the resulting opportunity value realized for this sales lead, when you turn him or her into a client, you can match the time and effort of blogging and commenting against the sales dollar value. And add them all together, all the sales leads from blogs you comment on, and you can easily calculate your return on marketing investment, or ROMI. You will, of course, have to be patient and diligent enough to wait for the answer till your sales cycle completes, so that have the opportunity values to work with. When you're ready, to calculate the numbers. Our trio of posts calculates, tells you how to find the ROMI of your website, the 10 best free return on investment calculator, and even how to build your own. And given that one of the main objectives here is to build a quality external link to your site, measure the number of these two, use the link as a Google search, or try any of the third-party tools which trace your link profile. Your goal at the end of the stage is to answer the question, did I do better this time than the time before? Worse, we'll find out what to do about either answer in a moment, but do try to find the answer as accurately as possible. If your performance improves, think of how to do more of what you did. The doing is a process. So think of how to do it more effectively. Use software tools to tame the internet size problem. If it's worse, find out why and change what you need to try again. Don't be afraid to revisit your definition of your ideal prospect or market segment in any stage of your thinking process. It's all about getting it right. Over time, more and more right in a series of continuous process improvement. And the thing that we need to remember is that social media has become a very important part of how we do business today and how we integrate business and integrate how we market ourselves, how we look at ourselves. Social media becomes a very important part of how you build an online business in today's marketplace. I hope that by following the series of posts about getting your business online, you've been persuaded of the benefits of building a website for your small business, and I've helped you take the first necessary steps in this brave new world of broader promotion, improved customer service, and more sales. In this final segment in the series, I'm going to tackle another area, social media. Why integrate social media? Now that you've built a good website that helps potential customers find you and may even let them buy from you online, why not expand your reach? You can do this by talking to your marketplace on the social media network that consumers are increasingly using to find companies that sell the goods and services they're looking for. For instance, on Facebook, you can join a group and you can start a discussion. And the more that people answer you, then it increases your edge rank. And what that edge rank is how Facebook looks at you and your popularity and how it ranks you. Why integrate social media? Besides driving the traffic to your website, social media is proving to be a highly influential when consumers are looking for more information about a product or service, including where they can buy it. A Vision critical survey of social media trends to show that 29% of Pinterest users, 38% of Facebook users, and 22% of Twitter users have made a purchase after sharing a favorite product on social media. Which social media channels are right for you? The answer to this question is a bit different for every small business. At a minimum, though, you should probably be active on Twitter and Facebook, which are the two most dominant social media networks on the planet. One statistic I saw recently estimated that more than half of all internet users, that's more than 1 billion people are on Facebook. Another source said that Facebook behemoth has 750 million users, while Twitter, meanwhile, checked in with about 250 million users. Most important for you, though, both are networks where your website content can be easily shared both by you and your customers. If you are a professional services company, like a lawyer's office or an accounting firm, then LinkedIn is an obvious place to be. It is uniquely suited to showcasing expertise and subject authority. Referencing back to the series, long example we've been using, Celine's Bakery, our new website, will have plenty of attractive photographs of her mouth-watering baked goods, so it is natural for her and for other businesses with good pictures to be on image-oriented sites like Pinterest and Instagram. Pinterest is particularly ranked right up there with Facebook and Twitter in terms of buyer influence. Linking your social media accounts, linking your own social media accounts to your website, and vice versa is a fairly straightforward affair. On your website, be sure to include links to your social media accounts in prominent places on your front page, your contacts page, and elsewhere. Similarly, be sure to feature your website address front and center in all your social media profiles. In this way, visitors to your site will know how to connect with you on your favorite social media network so they can keep up with the news you share across these channels, while all your followers will have a quick and easy way to get your website if you tell something of an interest on social media. Make sure that your context is shareable. Even more importantly than linking to your social media properties, however, is making your site easy for visitors to share across the social media network they use. How can a powerful way to build and expand your audience, even if you don't actually have an account on the social media network, being used by your visitors? There are any number of plugins to WordPress and other popular web platforms that will display buttons showing your visitors to share a page, a picture, or even a quotation on other excerpts. Some of them are specific to the individual networks, like Twitter or Facebook, while others aggregate sharing buttons for a broad array of social media networks and content segregation sites. It's important in the first instance to make your content worth sharing. That usually means it should be interesting without being overtly promotional. A lot of companies are encouraging sharing by isolating specific elements of a website page and literally inviting their visitors to share this. Keep track of things so you know what's working. The key point of the series of posts here has been trying to make is that a website of your business is in many respects just like your actual business. Your website should be make it obvious to visitors exactly what your business is about. Your website needs to be easily found by people looking for the goods or services you sell. Your website can be marketed across all kinds of promotional channels, many of them costing you little. And your website can help you reach new customers if you need some help getting or taking your website to the next level. You can contact an expert service provider. Unlike your actual business, however, your website offers at least a couple of distinct advantages. One is the ease with which This performance can be measured through your analytics. And the other, the subject of this last point, is how the power of social media sharing can greatly enlarge the footprint and reach of the website. And for many of us, we need to begin to look at other ways that we can generate more exposure. You can use WordPress to create a website for yourself. You can use it to write blogs, and you can develop a situation where you have followers, and these followers will put you into a position where they can help you promote. Social media and having an online presence is very much a part of how business is done today. And for many of us, we just don't realize that just like you have to do the traditional marketing, that with social media, you get more word of mouth advertising. You get the opportunity to reach a younger group of people, because for so many years, what has happened is that until the 1980s, when computers and the internet became a part of life, that the millennial generation, they understand how to use and integrate social media into their business. You've seen TV shows where actors have to put themselves in a position where they go out and tweet pictures, where they go out and post information about themselves and their personal life, because guess what? That's how they can control information that gets out, rather than leaving it up to the yellow magazine who will print everything and anything, whether it's a lie, whether it's the truth, or whatever. So the idea is, how do you control what information gets out in your business today, and how it can help you build your reputation, become known as an authority on a subject, also to promote your services and products to people. And remember, today we are truly a global economy. Every business today does business in every country today. And if you, as a service, you can use Google Hangouts, which is a social media marketing tool used by, which is a Google product that many companies that are teaching affiliates how to market are incorporating into their business, because it is an online service that you can use, that you can basically go out there and put together a presentation that links to YouTube, and guess what? That gives you the most coverage, and that gives you the most improved exposure. And you can go to my website, and that website is the number one, personalcareercoach.com. And we offer both individual and group coaching. I'm teaching you how to utilize social media into your business today.